Our next storyteller is so happy to be your neighbor, and we were really happy to be your neighbor for about 5 years. For the last 12 years, though, he and his spouse and their three wonderful children have been setting roots deep into the Viroqua community, intentional community. Yeah, let me put that in there. He is especially excited about having his oldest child, October, in the school as a freshman this year. We're excited to have him there because he's a spectacular soccer player, too. The title of his story is called, How Do You Say Activate Force Field in Spanish? Please welcome Kyle Bartelt.
I realized something recently. Just in the last couple years, I realized that despite having lost my mom 30 years ago, there are all these moms out there that have been raising me and taking care of me along the way over the years. So I started really trying to be more present to that and start to recognize those moms in my life. And as I look back, I see lots of those moms in my life as well. A recent example would be just in the last year when I was on a family vacation in Mexico. And the place where we were staying, I had one of the women that worked there. Her name was Angela. She and I made a very quick connection. And so we spent a little time together every day talking. And we shared a lot about grief and the people that we've lost that we're close to. And I just learned a ton from her about the way that she asked and talked about her loved ones and the way she asked and talked about my loved ones that I had lost. And so by the final morning when we were leaving, Angela and I were saying our goodbyes, and I found myself standing face to face with this woman that was old enough to be my mother, and we both had tears in our eyes, and she had taught me so much. And she said to me in Spanish, "When you come back, I'll be right here waiting for you." And I was like, "Oh, it's one of my moms." So my story tonight is about another one of my moms from many years ago when I was 22 years old, and this mom helped me thread a needle. I was just starting my time in the Peace Corps and had my cohort met in Miami for a couple nights, and then we went to a touristy, smaller city in Nicaragua to start our orientation and get vaccinations, the town of Granada. And then after a few nights there, they shipped our cohort to Managua, the capital city. I have lots of moms in Nicaragua, men and women and children that are all my moms in Nicaragua, I will say, because it's just a lovely place with lovely, lovely people. However, Managua is a big city, and I am not a big city guy, despite having visited over a dozen countries at that point in my life. I had been to a lot of big cities, but was not a big city guy. So we're in Managua, and they drop us off at this hostel that's just a few blocks from the Peace Corps office, where we'll be going the next day to orient to the office and the clinic and where we can put all of our valuables. And the group that I was rooming with, it was three women and one other man. We got there and we got directions from somebody because it was time to find some dinner. And so we got directions from another volunteer that had been in the country for a while that was staying at the same hostel. And we left the hostel and we started following the directions. And we were walking and, you know, we were getting to know each other. We'd just met a couple days earlier and we're all in a new place. And we start to realize that we haven't come across any of the landmarks that we expected to approach based on the directions. But we keep walking, and eventually we come to a busy street. We cross over the busy street, and we walk another block or two, and we're like, okay, we are not finding anything we're supposed to find in pursuit of this restaurant. So we ask somebody, and they say, oh, yeah, there's a restaurant just a block and a half down this side street. We're like, oh, okay, great. So we walk down to that restaurant, and it's one of these, for those of you that have been to these countries that are, you know, it's the street, it's the sidewalk, and then it's the building. Block, concrete wall, building. Buildings, are, all the houses and buildings are all immediately adjacent to each other. You know, there's not boulevard and lawn between streets and houses and all of that. And then it just open air windows on the front of all these buildings with that are bars for the windows and doors. And we get to the restaurant, and it's awesome. We walk in, and it's run by a woman and her children, her daughters and granddaughters. She is clearly the one in charge. She's got the apron tied around her waist that's got all the stuff she's going to need for the night. She's taking care of all the money. Had a great meal and excellent service. And we pay, and we head out to go back to the hostel the way we came. It's dark by this time, and we get about a half a block from the restaurant when from behind a kid runs up from behind us, and he grabs something from Natalia, one of the women that was in our group. And she immediately starts screaming, my purse, my passport's in there. Because we were all instructed to hold on to our passports until we got to the Peace Corps office the next day where we'd be turning them in to the safe deposit box. So this kid's running off, and I'm walking with Joe, the other man, and we were kind of looking at each other, and we're like, what do we do? And we're like, well, let's try and get back. You know, it's just a kid. Let's see if we can get back what he took from Natalia. So we run after this kid. And, you know, he's probably like 13. He's not wearing shoes. He's not wearing a shirt. He's not super clean. And we catch up to him, and we're like, oh, man, what do we do? Like, what did he take? We're kind of discussing, like, you know, is he really holding anything? What should we do here? And Joe decides he's just going to trip this kid and see if we can get Natalia's passport back. And so as the kid's crossing the street, Joe trips him, and the kid takes a hard fall to the ground. And as he falls, a glass bottle breaks. It was a bottle that had the glue in it that he was addicted to. And he, I'll never forget this, he turns and he looks up at us. We're standing over him now. And he turns and he looks up at us, and he's just very, very scared. And it was very clear to Joe and I in that moment that we had already engaged in this situation. We were way past our boundaries on this. So we just slowly backed away. He hopped up, and he took off and ran around the corner. And it was like the movies, where as soon as he went around the corner, three kids that were bigger and older than him came from around the corner. And they started yelling at us, which makes sense, right? And so we're like, oh, okay. And then we turn, and the woman from the restaurant now is out because she heard the screaming of Natalia, and Natalia's been crying this whole time. The restaurant, the matron of the restaurant is out now in the street, and she's yelling at us. I don't know Spanish yet. And so one of the other American women that knows Spanish is like, she wants us all to go back into the restaurant. And at that point, these kids that had come around the corner start throwing chunks of brick and rock at me and Joe. And so I duck into a door alcove, and I remember seeing Joe behind a utility pole, and we're like, what do we do here? And then we look past the restaurant where we need to get to, and from around that end of the block, two or three more kids come around the corner, and one of those guys has a baseball bat. And we're like, ah. So we run back to the restaurant, and we get there just ahead of all these guys. The girls from our group are in the restaurant, and the restaurant owner closes the door and locks it. And now all these guys are right through the bars, and they're yelling at us, and they're banging on the bars, and they're really upset. And we're in the restaurant, and there's solutioning going on. There's a big discussion about what we should do, and this is my time to shine. I love to figure out solutions to problems. So I am like, all right, like I'm very interested in solving this problem. I've got ideas. I don't speak any Spanish, and nobody wants to listen to me, and I'm this little white guy, and this is not my neighborhood. I'm like, the back door, right? And they're like, no, there's no back. I mean, the back door is like somebody else's house. Like, we can't go out the back door. There are no side doors. And I'm like, okay, then we just wait it out, right? These guys will go home at some point. And like, the restaurant owner's like, I don't want you in my restaurant. I'm trying to run a business here. I'm like, okay. And this is all through like the American woman that was with us that knew enough Spanish to help with this discussion. We get Natalia calmed down. Turns out she still had her purse and her passport. He had taken her watch off of her wrist, and she was a little scratched up. And the instruction comes to us that we are, the woman that runs the restaurant, she tells open the door. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait. And they're like, no, we're done talking about it. This is what we're doing. We're going out. We're going to thread this needle right out the front door. And these guys are really mad, understandably, right? And so her daughter opens the door, and she says, "Stay right behind me." And so we walk out, and we walk right into the outside the building onto the sidewalk and street. And these guys are surrounding us, and she's just talking to them in a calm, quiet voice. And they're yelling, and they're upset, and they're making threatening movements with their body. And she just keeps talking to them very calmly, and she just walks us to the end of her block. And then we make the left turn, and she takes us back to that busy street. And she gets us across the street. The guys all stay over on the other side of the street. And we're all thanking her for getting us through the eye of that needle and back a little closer to home. And once again, I'm like, looking back, I'm like, okay, this is one of my moms. What did I learn from this? What's the lesson here? And I find myself, when I'm thanking her, looking at this woman eye to eye who's old enough to be my mother, and we both have tears in our eyes, and she says to me in Spanish, "Just don't ever come back." Thank you.